A prominent Ngāpuhi elder says the ombudsman's report on conditions at Ngāwhā prison is gutting for those who had high hopes for the facility. Hone Sadler says he was one of the komatua who were promised by the government in 2004 the new prison near Kaikohe would help Māori inmates turn their lives around. He says the report of prisoners being denied water and forced to relieve themselves in the exercise yard is something out of medieval times.
I'm pretty gutted with that kind of report. I'm shocked that this is happening in Ngāwhā. That prison was set up almost as a model for rehabilitating Māori, and that's not going to help people be rehabilitated.
Hone Sadler says the government also promised Ngāwhā would house northern prisoners so whānau could visit them, and that promise has also been broken. Well, the Minister for Corrections is Calvin Davis. He joins us now. Good morning.
Kia ora.
This is all happening under your watch.
Yes, look, I welcome the Ombudsman's report, and I think it provides justification for exactly the direction that Corrections is heading in. We released Hōkairangi on Monday earlier this year. We introduced the Māori pathways that are going to go through actually that very prison, Ngāwhā Prison, as well as Hawke's Bay Prison. We also announced $128 million around mental health in prisons.
So fair enough, you've got a new strategy on the way, but I've got to pull you up here because this has all been happening under your watch. And do you accept responsibility for prisoners being forced to relieve themselves in the exercise yard?
Look, I'm told nobody is denied access to toilets, but what we've seen in the report is unacceptable. And like I say, I'm grateful for it because it justifies exactly the direction that we are heading Corrections
in terms. You promised as the spokesperson on Corrections that things would be done differently, and yet here we are in 2019 and they haven't been.
Well, we are doing things differently. We've released our Hōkairangi strategy. It's been co-designed by Māori, for Māori, as well as the Māori pathways. That's also been co-designed. I see the Ombudsman criticised the relationship with the local iwi. I'm not sure whether he means Ngāpuhi itself or mana whenua Ngāti Rangi.
But he means Ngāti Rangi, and I can pick you up on that. And that does seem to be an issue, that their relationship had broken down with Ngāti Rangi, and that suggests that putting in your new strategy may be complicated because of potential divisions within iwi.
Well, we've been working with Ngāti Rangi. In fact, in November of last year, we called a hui with all the iwi that from Tāmaki in Auckland in the south right through to Ngāti Kuri in the north. That's 10 iwi. We invited them to be engaged in the Māori pathways. But we said anything we do, we have to do with Ngāti Rangi's blessing as mana whenua. So we're working on that relationship. There's been a number of meetings with them. And in fact, I'm meeting with them in a week or so, because we need them on board before we do anything in that prison, when we can then bring in other iwi and we can start really deciding and defining what we're going to be doing differently. This is the whole purpose of the Māori pathways through prisons, and it's also the whole intent of Hōkairangi, which we launched on Monday.
What sort of funding is Hōkairangi going to get to be implemented effectively?
So because Hōkairangi is the strategy for Corrections, Hōkairangi is what Corrections funding is going to be used for.
So it comes out of the baseline, is that what you're saying?
So the money
that we have... No extra funding for this strategy.
It's because this is the new way that Corrections will be working, and so they will be using the money that they get in budgets to implement Hōkairangi.
Okay, so there's no specific money, because this is interesting, because the problems identified in this report make it clear that one of the issues was staff are so busy because of double bunking and because of issues with security in the prisons, which you had promised to deal with, that they don't have time for the training when it comes to understanding Māori worldview and changing the way in which they do their practices. You're going to have to increase funding for the staff, increase staff, in order to actually roll out this program.
You understand that we inherited a system under pressure, the double bunking. I would prefer there to be no double bunking, but under the previous government, the population went up 20% over 5 years. We've managed to get that to plateau around 10,000 prisoners. If the previous government had still been in, it would be up around 12,000 now. So we're having to deal with that double bunking issue, as well as, you know, the
but
other...
no new money for this strategy in order to ensure that you can have the staff, the corrections officers, because at the heart of your strategy is training corrections officers so that they treat Māori differently.
Exactly, and $98 million is going into the Māori Pathways, which has been run through Ngā Whā and through Hawke's Bay Regional Correctional Facility. So there is funding there, but Hokaerangi, in terms of the whole strategy for all prisons, corrections are having to look at the way that they operate.
And, we're just a bit short of time, but are you confident they can do that given the problems that have been identified here? Is it realistic to think that you can go through all the prisons in this country and make that change when the one prison that was supposed to be the flagship for integration with Māori hasn't worked?
That's because we are doing that now. That's what the Māori Pathways and Hokaerangi are about. The 31 recommendations that were made, 28 have been accepted entirely, two partially accepted, and one hasn't been accepted. So corrections in the 6 months since that visit was made have already made changes to what they're doing.
Have you been to that prison recently?
Yes, I have. I've been a number of times.
Kelvin Davis, thank you very much.